How excellent you must be if that blood bought you. Now, the world can't see this excellence about us. That is true. What does Paul say? You're dead. Your life is hid in God. Can't be seen. The world can't see it. It's hid. That everlasting life, those privileges of that glory which awaits you, can't be seen. It's hid. Hid in God. And the world doesn't think you're excellent. The world just sees you as ordinary men and women walking. They see saints as trees walking. Maybe they even see them as far worse than that. They're despised and despicable in the eyes of the world. That is true. They see us as the very opposite of excellent. They see us as the lowest. And that's why you're buffeted, because they don't see your excellence. That is why you are reviled, because they don't see your excellence. If they knew you were the prince of the king, they would not revile you. They don't see it, and thus they persecute you. They don't see it, and thus they defame you and run you down. They don't see it in their blindness. And thus you're made as the filth of the world and as the offscouring of all things, as Paul says, fit for the rubbish heap in the eyes of the world, fit to be put on the dung cart that carries away the manure, fit to be flushed down the toilet, because they don't see that you are the excellent ones in the earth. And thus, as they did to Paul, they say to many a saint, that blind world, away with him, away with such a fellow, away with him, for it is not fit that he should even live. Even as they said to your even more excellent Lord Jesus, away with him, crucify him. It is not fit that this fellow should live. If they were blind to the excellency of Jesus your Lord, they will be blind also to your excellency as well.